الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته ليوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Yesterday we went through سورة النساء, ayah number 12, and we found and we learned yesterday that Allah سبحانه وتعالى came after Allah described the inheritance for the parents and the children. Then Allah, He moved in the second ayat to describe the portions for husband and wife. And why this topic is important? Because all of us, we're dealing with money. And Allah will ask us about this in front of Allah. Allah will ask us, if your children, as you know, your children and your wife, most of us, they don't have time to study the deen. You are the only one will be responsible in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to describe all these matters. We could be punished in our grave because we did not clear it. This is the issue of the money. After I die right away, everybody will put his hand on my property and my assets. And then after that, in the end, we found ourselves, we are guilty in the front of Allah because my wife, she doesn't know the rule of Islam. My children have no idea. As you know, our children very well, they are not strong in aqidah. We try to struggle with them to put if only them in the salah. Rest of it, they have no time for to study the ilm. You are the one, you will be in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of the judgment. Allah will ask you. You have to describe it. You have to explain it. As you see, actually, when you invite the people for the masjid, you find full house for aqiqah and walima. But when we study the ilm, everybody escapes. Doesn't have time, wallahi, because I have to go and eat my lunch. Nobody has time for ilm. We ask Allah to teach all of us. We should concentrate in this area because this is very complicated topics. Very, very complicated topics. I will show you something here today. Even between the ulama, there is argument for this. Where we are from, we are a student. Where we are from this. Yesterday you agree together. Based to the Quran or the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described two portions here. Allah says in surah, if the wife, she is the one, she passed away, and she left the husband and children, or no children. Allah, it says in the Quran, in ayah number 12, in surah An-Nisa, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدْ فلكم الربع مما تركنا من بعد وصية يوصين بها أو دين. In which your wives leave, your share is a half. If they have no child, you will have half. If there is no any child, and we described yesterday what is the meaning of the child, male or male and female, or both of them, so or female only. So we agree yesterday, it is that children, direct children came from you. Direct children came from you. And if you don't have any children, no children, but you have grandson, the grandson will jump to take the portion of their father, whom he passed away at the life of, or in the life of the father who passed away. So we agree about that. But if they have a child, you get a fourth. One fourth, you get it. If you have a child, you have no child, but you have grandson, it's still the same thing, you have to take a one quarter. That is what we agree about before. If you don't understand, please ask me. I ask you by the name of Allah. Because the ilm here is amana. Allah, He moved to the second part of the ayah, which is Brother Abd Rashid, He recited for all of us yesterday, the translations. Allah, He said, and they moved, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ. مما تركتم إن لم يكن لكم ولد، فإن كان لكم ولد فلهن الثمن مما تركتم من بعد وصية توصون بها أو دين. The same thing in which your husband leave your share. The message for the woman: if her husband passed away, here is a woman, and she will have, in which your husband leave, your share is how much?
One quarter, one fourth.
نعم. If you have what? A child. If you have a child, one or ten. Direct male. We have a special rule for female. Later on, we're going to describe it. And if there is no child, if there is no child at all, so the woman will be reduced to take how much? 1/8. 1/8. That's what we agreed yesterday. If the husband passed away and he left a wife, if he has any children, the woman, she will take what? 1/8. If there is no children, will take what? 1/4. 1/4. Barakallahu feek. That is what we agree and we learned from the ayat yesterday. Now, yesterday open also quick. If we say the man, he has more than one wife. So if the 1/8 or the 1/4, it will be shared. All the women will be shared together in 1/8 or 1/4. No children, 1/4. You take in the 1/4, you distribute it among the 2 wife, 3 wife, 4 wife, whatever it is. That's what we meaning yesterday. Then after that, we have like important notice today, and concentrate with me. But this is very important. We are here as students. We learn from the scholars. The scholar, they have arguing in this area. Everybody has his own opinion to understand. And yesterday, we agree about 2 things. In Tafsir al-Quran, all the time, when you open the book of Allah, we have 2 things, 2 different categories. Al-Mantuq, right away when you read the ayat, this solid word from Allah, nobody could change it. Nobody could give opinion over the book of Allah or the ayat or the rule of Allah Ta'ala, which is described by Arabic language. And later the translator, they translate it to different language. But the ulama take from the Nas. They go deep to understand the Nas. Not to bring anything to correct the Nas or to correct the ayat of Allah. Astaghfirullah. Nobody could do that. But they have that channel. There is an open channel for all the scholar to open a questions and to understand the ayat, not to bring something over the ayat. We agree about this is very important. Now, let's see something here. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, one of the great scholar for the Muslim Ummah, he opened a question related to the earth here. But he took it in a different area. He said, let's see the sources from the beginning. He said, Al-Imam rahimahullah, he said, when the woman, she passed away. Woman, she passed away. Is her husband allowed to go and make ghusl? Concentrate with me, Alhamdulillah, because those brothers who are specialists in, as we know in here in this masjid, all of the imam, our imam, we don't incline to any one of the imam, but we bring the opinions of the ulama, and we see the majority, how the majority say it, because we are not extremists to any one school. Yes, you could have right a school to learn, but sometime maybe I don't find the right opinion with my scholar. You understand? And don't tell me Sheikh Mustafa Hanafi or Shafi'i, or I don't know this language. All of the ulama are our respected ulama. We respect even if they give a wrong fatwa. Remember this again. Now, Al-Imam Rahimahullah, he opened very important topic here. He said, when the woman, the husband, the wife, she passed away, the husband allowed to wash his wife, and the opposite. If The husband passed away. Is the woman allowed in Islam to wash her husband? That is the question the Imam rahimahullah, because he need to come to the same sources here. Is the woman allowed to take abortion from her husband if he passed away? Is she still his wife? Or she passed away? Is he still his her husband after she passed away? Al-Imam rahimahullah said, لا يجوز. Not allow for the husband to wash the woman, his wife, and not allow for the wife to wash her husband. He said, why, ya Imam? He said, because the after the death, the contract of marriage will be cut off. They are not anymore husband and wife. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah before, he said, no, yajuz. It's allowed for the man, if his wife, she passed away, allowed for the man to wash his wife, and the opposite are valid too. If the woman, she passed away, her husband allowed to wash his wife, or the woman allowed to wash her husband. Imam al-Shafi'i said that, and every one of them has evidence. Let's see the evidence for both of them. And the fiqh we learn. We enjoyed about this fiqh, inshallah. And we learn from the ulama. And we see what is the majority of the ulama. And supported by the word from the messenger of this ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and aqwalu sahaba, the word of the sahaba. Now, al-Shafi'i said it is allowed for both of them to wash each other after, because they still married. They still what? Married. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, no, the marriage contract is cut off after death. So what's your evidence? Al-Shafi'i said, yajuz. What's mean yajuz? It's permissible for both of them to wish each other. So what is your evidence, ya Shafi'i? Al-Shafi'i said, here, Surah Al-Nisa. We study now Surah Al-Nisa. Allah, he said, in the first part of the ayah number 12, which Abdul Rashid, he reiterated for us, Allah, he said in the beginning here, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ. Shaykhna, the ayah is speaking now. Al-Shafi'i said, both of them are allowed, they still have husband and wife. Here, look to the ayah. Allah, he said in ayah number 12 from Surah An-Nisa, وَلَكُمْ. The message for men. نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ. Half of what your wives left. So Allah, after this ayah came in the life of the husband, or in the life of the wife, or after she passed away. Concentrate with me. وَلَكُمْ, you have one half of what your wives, 100 line of what your wives left or leave. So Allah described the marriage still exists after the death or not. So when you're going to have the half, you're going to have the half during her life or after she passed away. Allah says in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa clearly, وَلَكُمْ, the message for men. If the woman, in which your wives leave, in which of your wife leaves, so Allah named her his wife or not?
Yes.
Okay, Allah subhanahu. That is why al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, no, both of them are still husband and wife, even after one of them passed away, they still a husband and wife. And both of them allowed to wash each other. We're going to give you from what is the sunnah and the sahaba did. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, yes, I learned the word of the Shafi'i. Look how they in fatwa and opinion. He said, I'm going to answer al-Shafi'i in another ayah from the book of Allah. Leave Surah An-Nisa, but let me bring another ayah to answer al-Shafi'i when he said, yes, the wife, she's allowed in Islam to wash her husband. They need to reach the wife, she gonna have abortion after her husband passed away or not. Or the husband, he gonna have abortion after his wife die and she left the property. They wanna reach this area, so they bring the situation from different opinions. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said, I have a different ayah. to answer al-Shafi'i and the school of Shafi'i. So go ahead, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless you, ya Imam. He's the Imam of the Ummah. So he said, let us check Surah Al-Mu'minun. The believers. Surah Al-Mu'minun. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Look what they say. How they والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم. So Allah said in this ayah, the translation, those who guard their private parts, they are not allowed to use it in zina. Those who you guard their private parts, except for who? For their wife and the right hand, possess. So you are, your private part should be protected, should be complete protection, except for who? Your wife and who? The right hand possesses. So the Imam said, and this is in a life, he asked the question, the second question. He said, except for the wives and the right hand possesses. But after she died, can you meet her? Can you meet? Look at the ulama, how they go for deep in fiqh. So I am allowed to meet, not to make any illegal sexual intercourse in my life, except for my wife and right hand possesses. Stop. After she passed away, can I still continue to do that, to have legal intercourse after she passed? Maybe somebody, if he loves his wife too much, before he sent her to the cemetery, is he allowed to go and to make sex with her or legal intercourse before he sent her? It will be no. So the Imam, he said, he was allowed in during her life, but he's not allowed after the wife, after she passed away. So that means she became forbidden for him, no access with her anymore, because if he did it in her life, he cannot do it after she passed away. So therefore, she is not allowed to wash him and to look for his body and private part, and he's not allowed to look at her and look for her private part, because she is not his wife anymore. So he took this fiqh, rahimahullah, al-imam, he took it from the way of, can I do it or not do it? Yes, I do it before she passed away. But I cannot do it. So therefore he said she became unforbidden for him to wash her, or forbidden for her to wash him after death. So they came from this area. So now, before you go, what is the result of this? Al-Shafi'i told me, yes, you are allowed. The wife, she allowed to wash her husband, and the husband allowed because they still married. So what's your evidence, ya Shafi'i? And don't tell me, Sheikh Mustafa Shafi'i, please, arhamuk Allah. Here is the ulama, the Shafi'i, he put his evidence for this, to answer Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. He said, the Imam, he got his evidence based to the forbidden sex, or forbidden legal, you know, the legal intercourse, it's forbidden, yes, after the woman, she passed away. It's forbidden for her. So al-Shafi'i bring some more, yes. But during her life, is there any certain time the man, he will be forbidden to have legal sexual intercourse with the woman or not? Yes. When? Tell me. When she what? She's in menses. And then what? When she was in what?
Childbirth.
And then when she's what?
Fasting
the day of Ramadan. So al-Shafi'i, the school of Shafi'i, they answer Abu Hanifa, this is your evidence, Abu Hanifa, you are legal to meet her before she passed away, but you are not legal to meet her after. There is a certain also time in during her life, the man cannot touch his wife in these three positions. And listen for the sunnah before you leave, yarhamukallah. سنة from أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها أرضها أن أقوال الصحابة the majority of the صحابة what they said about this evidence to prove that she's still his husband her wife after he passed away she's still his wife after he passed away so what is the evidence البخاري ومسلم and most of the book of the fiqh they said what Look at this. قالت لولا أني لولا استدبرت لو استقبلت من أمري ما استدبرت ولغسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نساءه. If I know this is permitted because she doesn't have action that time when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم passed away, she said, If I know the woman or the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are permitted to do that, I will go before one who has a priority to wash the body of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his wives, and she gave the evidence. طيب فاطمة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها, when she passed away, who washed her? That means she's still his wife or not? Yes. And then Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda, I'm talking about Abu Bakr and Ali. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, when his wife she passed away, and Aisha, she was eyewitness, that's her mother. Who washed exactly his wife? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. Therefore, the ulama and the collection of the group of the ulama said, no, the wife, after she passed away, she will continue to carry the same name, wife of this person, so he's allowed to wash her. And the opposite side, if he passed away, the wife, she's allowed to go and wash her husband because he's still her husband. From the end, he said, both of them, they inherit each other after, because he's still a husband, she's still a wife after the death. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward our great Imam Abu Hanifa. He tried to help us to put a question here to open argument in this area. Is she still his wife or not? He's still her husband or not? Because if none one of them allowed, that's in fiqh Abu Hanifa, none one of them allowed to wish each other because he considered the contract of marriage is cut off, is ended after the death. But the qawl al-jumhur, they said no. She's still the husband, she's still hype. Other way, Ali, he will never wash what? Fatima. Other way, Abu Bakr. And who's Abu Bakr? You're talking about Abu Bakr, the Iman of the Ummah in one scale, and the Iman of Abu Bakr in the other scale. Who's heavier? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. So therefore, they agree together. Both of them, they inherit each other. Related to the ayah again, if the husband passed away, his wife, she will take one fourth if there is no children. And if there is a children, she will take 1/8. And if the husband, the wife, she passed away, the husband is allowed to take 1/2 if there is no children. And they, if there is a children, the husband will be reduced to take 1/4. والله تبارك وتعالى أعلم. This is the قول of the ulama. This is the opinion of the ulama. And Sheikh Mustafa's opinion is equal
zero.
جزاكم الله خير. بارك الله فيك. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى إن شاء الله تعالى to teach all of us. اللهم تقبل منا واقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم علمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. اللهم احسن لنا بخاتمة حسنة وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا فارحمنا بأنت بنا راحم يا رب العالمين. اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصرنا على أعداء الدين وانصر إخواننا في سوريا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا وتقبل شهداءهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبلهم يا رب العرش العظيم في عبادك الصالحين. اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم واجعلنا متحبين في جلالك مجتمعين فعلى كلامك. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير for listening. سبحانك الله وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Because I received in the end some questions from some of the community after the husband passed away. They said the wife, she is not allowed to take any portion from her husband because they consider this existing valid fatwa. The contract of marriage is end. How come she take portion from him? And how come he take portion from her? And this is actually amongst a lot of people today. And we have to fear Allah because we have a solid word from Allah in Surah An-Nisa in ayah number 12 to describe each one of them allowed to get inheritance from each other. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to understand the Islam. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.